Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the development in Europe, the UK and the EU, is concerning. There's a way out of it. Here's the way out of it, and here's what's happening. When the UK voted for Brexit, it did not have universal support over there. In fact, it had barely majority support. Nobody in Northern Ireland, is six counties in Northern Ireland are part of the UK. They voted against it. Scotland voted against it. Wales barely supported it. London voted against it. What carried it were parts of England outside of London. So it barely got in there. And there was Russia's interference. It was just like the 2016 elections here. It was fake Facebook stuff. The Ruskies put in this thing. They put in with a guy with an English accent, but he'd say, well, if you vote to stay in the EU, you'll lose your public health care. Public health care is like a sacred thing over there. It's like Medicare, except for everybody. That was false. Everybody in Europe has public health care, too. It was flat out false. The Ruskies did it. In any event, they got out of it. Well, one of the issues was, what do you do with Ireland? The good thing about the EU was, when everybody was in the EU, there are no more hard borders in Ireland. You know, Ireland is 32 counties, and six of them were carved out in the 1920s by the English and made part of the UK, and the other 26 in the south. I've traveled in Ireland a decent amount, Southern Ireland and the north, and the north of Ireland, Northern Ireland. Beautiful country all over every county, beautiful people all over every county. Terrific. So that was great. Well, what happened was, when the Tories, the Conservatives, the right-wingers in the English, in the UK government forced Brexit with Russian help, that just meant that they were no longer in the EU. But the EU said, well, you know, look, we don't want any revival of any problems in Ireland, so we don't want a hard border between the north and south. I mean, everybody trades with everybody else. You don't want to be going along on a highway and suddenly have a checkpoint Charlie. What? That's crazy. So what they said is, we'll put the border in the Irish Sea, so that basically, if you want to be out of the EU, we'll look at your stuff as it comes into Northern Ireland, and then, you know, you can send it on throughout the EU. And, you know, they've negotiated fairly low tariffs. I mean, they have a good trade deal. Everything's hunky-dory. Well, no, not everything is hunky-dory. There is an element in the UK government that is essentially the right-wing Tories, who are up to some mischief, and they are plotting with the Unionists, which is a small party, but although it's a power-sharing party in Northern Ireland, to reinstate a hard border in Ireland that seals off the six counties from the other 26. That can't be permitted to happen. The policy of the United States, the policy of the Democratic Party, and most people in the Republican Party, is we want peace in Ireland. The truth is that back in the 1990s, Bill Clinton and Tony Blair, two terrific leaders, negotiated with George Mitchell as the negotiator, negotiated the peace, the Irish Peace Accords. We don't want that tampered with. And President Biden's made that clear to Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson, I don't know why he's doing this, because he doesn't need the votes of the unionists. If he needed their 12, 13 votes in Parliament or whatever in the past, yeah, you suck up to him. But he doesn't. He has a much bigger majority than that. But anyway, he has people in his government who want to force a hard border in Ireland so that goods from the UK can go into Northern Ireland without being checked, and they'd have to be checked as they come into Ireland, which is part of the EU. Well, come on. Now they're also harassing French shipping, fishing boats and Scandinavian fishing boats. You know, when you were all in the EU, you know, who owns the English Channel? Who owns the Baltic? You know, who owns, you know, the water around the Orkney Islands and all this? I mean, come on. This is Europe. Europe together, all of them have the population of the United States. And then Russia has about the same. So, none of those countries over there are big enough to go it alone. They just aren't. Not even Germany, not even France. The UK is the fifth largest economy in the world now. It's no longer the first. You know who's ahead of it? China, Japan, Germany, you know, United States. So get with the program, guys. Here's my solution. Get back in the EU, okay? Trump bullied the hell out of him to try to get him to get out. Trump did a very bad thing in doing that. It's going to have consequences if they try to reinstate a hard border in Ireland. They're going to invoke Protocol 16, it's called, which says that, you know, if things don't work out, i.e. politically, Johnson needs some unionist support. Well, you know, too bad, so sad. Well, no, reread Protocol 16, Johnson, okay? Because that gives the Europeans, that gives the Europeans power to do certain things too. And the UK wants it all. They want it all without doing anything to respond to concerns in Europe. They essentially want to be out of the EU and yet at the same time be treated like somebody in the EU for tariffs and trade and everything else. Well, they should be treated like somebody in the EU. They should get back in the EU. And there should be another referendum in which they simply say the Ruskies interfered. Trump, Frankenstein, laid some word on us. We're not going to put up with it. You're going to keep your public health and vote again. So there you have it. Keep an eye on that over there. Boris Johnson should not be permitted to pull this off and divide Ireland again, simply because there's a couple of unionists and Tories who are urging him to do it. Should not be permitted to do that again. I'll tell you, the CIA director, separate issue, Bill Burns, just made an unusual trip to Moscow to warn Russia about their Ukraine troop buildup. What's going on there? Potentially ominous. I think that Putin is scared. Putin is losing control in Russia. You know, he has titular control. He gets 90% of the vote because he throws people in jail who run against him, like Alexei Navalny. But he uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. The sword of Damocles is over his head. Metaphor is a sword with a thread holding it over his head. There are people just like him would like to hang him and get him out of there. And what he's trying to do is bluster because their economy, it depends only on gas and oil. And if the United States has much more gas and oil, shuts that down, they're toast. People in their villages aren't going to have tea and bread. So Burns went over there and is a very effective way to do it. Instead of sending Blinken, the Secretary of State, or having Biden go over there, Burns goes over there. And he says, what the hell you think you're doing? You have 90,000 troops in the Ukrainian border. I assume you're woofing. I assume you're talking trash and smack, okay? Knock it the hell off. Knock it off. And I think it's time, frankly, for us to send Navy ships into the Black Sea to get there in the Balkans, start sticking up for Romania, get there through the Dardanelles into the Black Sea. About time we started to do that. These people are talking trash and smack, but if you let them do it long enough, they could make a serious mistake. That's why I was very glad to see Joe Biden send Bill Burns, CIA director, in there to tell him, we know what you're doing. Here's some of the stuff that's as plain as the nose on your face. Knock it off. They've done it before and then withdrawn, but they did go into Crimea. And at some point, we're not going to let Russia go back into Eastern Europe. Ukraine used to be part of Poland. This is like the invasion of Poland again in 1795 and in 1941. It's got to be stopped. Going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.